Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, DG. Thank you, honourable members of the Council. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and to support the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. I have with me my colleagues, Dr. Chef Stephen and Mama, who are from the Office of the DG. They're both from the Office of the DG, currently supporting me. And as you heard, our Minister apologises sincerely for not being able to come here, as well as our Director General, who is currently in Rome attending the Council of thank you. I think that well, I also want to apologise that we are not presenting a presentation. We unfortunately received indication of this meeting slightly late for us to do justice to you and to respect your committee well enough. So we would then ask going forward that we would be able to provide you with written input following this meeting here. Thank you.
Development. We are aware that the objective of the program is to maximize production
secondly, to reduce the emigration and also to support small states vulnerable as a part of the economy. Out of that, out of the public hearings that we had, we had different people representing their views on the successes of the program. Were aware that beneficiaries come from the 8 of the 9 provinces participated in the program. They made presentation to the committee on what it is that the care program has changed and they are burdened. They reported substantial improvement in fund reduction since they got access to the care funding and strategic partnership. Some presented their financial statement, which shows significant increases in surplus values produced on the fund, resulting in the increase in the net profit. Some of the strategic partners, Grain SA and South African Sugar Association, also presented as the success stories about the care program. This is especially related to farmer training and also the increase in farm production. They also pointed to some of the operational reports, which will be highlighted. They highlighted the increase in food production, creation of job opportunities, and the distribution of benefits to CA members and also the members of the community. We're aware of the presentation that has been made by the Villa Villa CPA, and also the presentation that has been made by the young people from Selma and about their success story after they have been the people challenged. We know that there were also challenges that we highlighted in that public hearing. Challenges such as the selection. That the selection of the beneficiaries not okay. The selection of the strategic partners and also the mentors was one of the challenges that has been mentioned, that instead of beneficiaries selecting being involved in the selection process, strategic partners and mentors are being imposed to them. The other one was the disbursement of funds, that is no disbursement kind of. Sometimes funds are being disbursed straight to farmers, which affect their production calendar. And also the breaching of the contract by both the departments, the strategic partners, some of the strategic partners, and also some of the beneficiaries. For instance, the department entered into contracts with beneficiaries that were going to pay you in some months. They will pay the first tranche, the second tranche, not paying the eighth tranche. Some of the strategic partners controlling the funds alone, ignoring the beneficiaries. And some of the beneficiaries firing strategic partners without informing the department, which is a breach of contract. And also the issue of the Mountain Nebo, this was presented by the Northwest, that those contractors respect many beneficiaries, but they are being appointed from one farm to another. The payment of the mentors was one also of the challenges. I've highlighted the issue of the imposition of the strategic partners and mentors, the lack of communication between the department and also the beneficiaries, and lack of communication between strategic partners and beneficiaries. Lack of consultation on the implementation of the program. I think you remember the issue of the BOHOM that was installed, it was the inner livestock fund without the consultation of the beneficiaries. They highlight the beneficiaries highlighted the issue of the water shortage, but they were not consulted on what is it that can be done to address. The only thing is the problem that was employed at the cost of 750,000 without consulting them. There was also an indication of the alleged or perceived corruption by some officials. The HHCPA has mentioned the issue of the money that disappeared, and also the case was reported in that at the end of the story. You know, the use of the recap fund, anyhow, others are buying tractors with acorns, others are buying cars, others are buying bikes. They are not physically connected on where should they use the money or how beneficiaries should use the money. Then
the failing of the failing for us who come back as consultants and being appointed to expertise area while they stay in their bank. The lack of an integrated approach between the Department of Rural Development and the Department of Agriculture to provide good segment support. We remember that it was an indication that small-scale farmers are being ignored. We can't focus on the large-scale farmers, although a guarantee was made on that particular day that the community is being ignored, you know. The man is focusing on the large-scale farmers. The issue of the working groups, where other members are dominant, but at the end of the day, they want to share the dividends. I think that's one. The responsibility of both the beneficiaries and the department also has to assess beneficiaries when drafting the constitution. In their constitution, it's supposed to be stipulated that if you are a member, what is it that expected of you? If you fail to participate in the working on the farm, then what is it that is going to happen? Then the other one is that the request and diverted money of land reform to post, you know, settlement. While the focus of the department is on land reform, post settlement supports the responsibility of the Department of Agriculture. Then the issue of the lack of monitoring of extension, some of the extension officers was also mentioned. The reporting that is done manually, that we need to check at the reporting mechanism, because even every time the beneficiary submit the report, you know, somehow the department will indicate that you didn't get your report or the document that they expected from you. So the reporting mechanism also challenge the manual reporting mechanism. The highest overrate in the department, which results in the loss of organizational memory. Each and every one beneficiary they work with whom they have that demand. From the normal in the department, you know, we have in his own policy perspective after 3 months. It's time we come in after 2 months, then we come instead of, you know, beneficial progression, they have to go back because each and every time new people come here, new slide of work. And also the lack of monitoring of the program, I think that one also, it is our responsibility as a committee that we need to intensify our oversight in the program, and also the responsibility of the department to make sure that the strategic partners are being appointed, they monitor whether there is any good working relationship between the partner and the beneficiary, there is any good relationship between the mentors and the beneficiaries, are the strategic partners doing what they are expected to do, are the beneficiaries aware of what is expected of the strategic partner. I think also the issue of strategic partners not want to share their risk was one of the challenges that was identified in those public hearings. I've just highlighted some of the issues this year that we mentioned in those public hearings, as well indicated that we have this time today discuss those issues so that when we as a committee we finalize our report, we know we keep some of the reports of the department into consideration. Without the waste of time, then I will take this opportunity to discuss on some of the issues which I reflected. I think they also noted those issues as they were part of the public hearing. And also as we informed that the department is in the process of reviewing their CAP policy. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Members, indeed, the issues raised by the chairperson are the issues that will attempt to demonstrate that we have a plan on the table to respond to. Let me just say, Madam Chair, that when we were invited to come to the public hearing, One, we have already started the process last year with the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, the Land Bank, and the National Treasure. One of the things that we are trying to do with the leadership of the National Treasure is to look at all the money that is available at the disposal of the state, and to say, how could this money be ring-fenced to provide adequate support to particularly the emerging farmer in the country. We are hoping to conclude that exercise in the next few weeks or so. And the Department of Agriculture will be presenting the Agricultural Policy Action Plan. That is where it will begin to explain in much more detail how an integrated support package is going to be implemented across the board. But in the main, currently most of their funds or their budget, both at the national and at the provincial level, is going more mainly to the farmers in communal areas and not to the retail farmers. So we are trying to look at that integration. The second thing that was happening at the time we were called to the public hearing was the finalization of the changes that had come as a result of the evaluation itself by DPME together with the Assistant of the Intelligence of Victoria. So without much further ado, I'm going to ask Mr. Sulu to present our own lessons from the public hearing and what our responses are and what we will be doing in the next few weeks and months to implement some of the things that came out of the public hearing.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Honourable Members, the DG and the colleagues. Unfortunately, I'm told the IT will be coming to help us with the project. I've got it on my screen, and the copies that will take later, I think as soon as they come and help us, I think they will be able to project the presentation. It is connected to that the project that is not functional for now. With that, Madam Chair, if you allow me, I will continue. Madam Chair, my presentation on slide one is just the outline of the presentation, which is study introduction, what we consider the department in the problem statement, the key issues, summarized version of the key issues that raised at the public hearing, and also we have then said what is the plan going forward. We will then highlight the objectives of our plan or strategy going forward to deal with these issues, and also what needs to be done, the strategy itself, with the key things that we are intending to do in the next few months, as the DG has said. And also part of our plan, our strategy going forward, is the I think one of the issues was that the issue of reporting and other issues that talks to operational issues, which talk to the automated retail management system and the modules that we are proposing to try and manage the program properly in an electronic, in a modernized manner. And also the project plan that we have developed as a department to give the issues of previewing the policy and also developing the manual. Because most of the issues are policy related, are at the operational level issues that are addressed in our management system. Madam Chair, I think we have touched on the public hearing, which we, in terms of the findings, we did a presentation in the department, and also other people have made their own presentations regarding their experiences and their views in terms of the implementation of the program. And also the department were given an opportunity to do so, to present the findings by giving and our recommendations and responses to those. What is it that we want to do, whatever agreeable, we cannot agree with the findings, Most of them will agree with the findings, and we came up with the National Assembly should present it. And also, it must be noted as well that in the findings, basically what was noted was that the program has made such significant improvements, achieving the intended objectives, although we've done that, but there's still a room for significant improvement. And also, one of the key findings, I think the leaders presented too, was one that they were saying, in order to strengthen the program, strengthening the program is the second best solution. However, the program must continue in the interim while the lasting solution is sought. But the best and lasting solution will entail a redesign and overhaul of all public agricultural support programs and doing away with existing silos of funding for agricultural support services. And this would mean that this will entail the establishment of all inclusive funds to support land acquisition, business services, mentorship, agricultural finance, and market access. In other words, what UND, I think the Madam Chair, you have understood this, to say it's not only about recap, but it's about an integrated approach to support for agricultural support to Obama, which the DG has alluded to that fact. We have already started that process before we came to the public hearing. The farmers, they made their presentation, they were successful, as Madam Chair said. And also, we also noticed that there were quite a lot of achievements, which, of course, if you look at all of them, the program is implemented properly. The main objective of the program will be achieved, that is, of the to regain the part of the commercial farmers which were destroyed by the 1980s. I think those success stories which were presented during the public hearing, they attest to that. Although we had all success stories as well, but we are
very bad.
There is something wrong with my mind. Madam Chair, apologies for that. And also we are saying there were very bad stories that were presented, which were presented by the farmers themselves, the strategic partners, including civil organizations that were invited, and which therefore made the department and the committee to consider interventions which are aimed to try and resolve issues. Some of the key issues which are very much project specific, where the Mandiabo matter in the Northwest, I think the chairperson has alluded to that, which we have done an investigation already before we came here. That matter had already been referred to the state attorney. The state attorney was dealing with that matter of Mandiabo, where there was a collusion between the strategic partner and the farmers themselves or the beneficiaries, some of the beneficiaries. We will provide a report, a detailed report in terms of the progress on that matter, but the state attorney intended the matter. And secondly, there was another issue that talks to Ilana Farmers Co-op. We've done an investigation on that one as well, which we have today spent more than 3 million rands on the project for RICA, and including the balance of grants of 881,000, which was the balance from the land acquisition money, because it was an error program where we acquired the farm and there was a balance of grants. That money has been spent on infrastructure on the farm. And also 1.6 million was also spent in terms of the research and development program on the farm. I think the main issue there was the issue of communication between the department and the beneficiaries when the implementation was happening. But over 3 million rand has been spent on the Ilana Farmer Cooperative. And we are still, we've instructed the province to do some better assessment for better needs. On the cooperatives, and also consider the issue that they raised regarding the number of beneficiaries. I think that the Madam Chair and the members will know that in terms of the ERAS program, the grant was given to an individual. It will be very difficult to cut the numbers now, but we will have to find a solution in terms of the land holding and those who will be running the business, rather than having the 267 that the members the president and to say only 50 are achieved. So we have to look at that. But in terms of the grant, it was given to each one to which to deliver. It will be difficult to say now after I was giving them the gun, now we were able to evacuate the farm, or evacuate the farm. The Ebenezer matter, the registration case, which has not yet been settled, the farm was transferred to the name of the state. The commission is dealing with the matter. Our colleagues will be handling that. I think a proper detailed report on the Ebenezer matter and how it will be finalized, that matter will be referred to our colleagues from the institution to supervise that report to the committee. The second was small farmers holding, which was a key issue that was raised. They are farming on a communist farm. The main issue was that there were two business plans that were done. The last one was about 500,000, the other 465,000, which were done in conjunction with the municipality. And that matter, we are still working on it. And next week there will be a meeting between the municipality, the department, to take that matter forward. Because the business plan that was done was an all-inclusive business plan, which was talking to development and all other things that are required on that farm, which is a communist farm owned by the municipality, not owned by the state. And I looked more farmers that are necessary to receive some kind of infrastructure in terms of education. There were other things that were added which were in contrary with the policy currently. That matter will be looked at next week in the meeting. And then share, there are also issues which were very key in the presentation by Professor Ahab. The farmers in the Eastern Cape where the study was conducted, we have agreed with Professor Hall and the team to meet, we're supposed to meet this month, in November, with the farmers in the Eastern Cape. Our delegation was agreed on the date, but for unfortunate circumstances, that has to be postponed to March. We'll be meeting in the first and second week of March. We wanted to agree on the new day to Professor Hall because the person was supposed to go with us was overseas, so we will be meeting. They have given us a tentative date in early March. We will go there and meet with those farmers and deal with those issues that were raised by Professor Hall. There are other issues which were raised in the presentation which we'll cover in our strategy going forward. And there were other NGO matters that were presented and were raised by Grain SA, which was attended to. Loan applications that they were talking about are in the pipeline, have been approved, they are being processed by the department. The next slide, talks to the issues of the comments from the public, which I think Madam Chair, you have alluded to some of them, which I will just walk through them briefly. Which was the issue of the key one was transparency and communication with the partners of AMA, and also the issues around deviations of the spend, the process, the cumbersome processes for approval of funds by the department, constant changes in the retail policy without communication with the farmers and the beneficiaries, the reporting on the expenditure and job creation by the farmers, which is a very bureaucratic process. We are using paper systems. Bunches and bunches of papers they are submitted to the department, they are lost in somewhere in the process. There were also systems for the reconciliation of expenditure which were not user friendly. Non-compliance by the farmers, the Madam Chair, the other two, in the development of funds or usage of retail funds by private partners and farmers. The compensation of mentors was an issue. They think the amount of content we use, we are paying them, which was small. And also the issues around the service level agreement, which we are saying as a department, it's like a one size fits all, yet the commodities are different. So the issues of fraud and corruption by some of the credit partners and farmers, the selection criteria of farmers for retail support, which was not very clear, the delay in disbursement of funds, and also there was another issue around the department having neglected the commodities program, which was a best program for smallholder farmers. The constant support for restitution, there was an issue to say that the restitution program, the rehab and development program is not appropriate for to provide support for the restitution program. then discussion partnership is becoming a precondition for assistance support, research and development support, restitution funding, such as guiding the restitution program, also shall be in EG, including the responses he alluded to that fact, saying actual effect of restitution subsidizes the restitution program in terms of this program. Those are some of the issues. We then, Madam Chair and the member, tried to look at what would be our problem statement, and we highlighted some of the issues which I think we draw them from the findings and also from the presentation, which alluded to the key issues that we need to deal with going forward as a strategy. I'm not going to waste the committee's time to rehash them. They are there in the presentation, but they are beginning to talk to the key issues that were raised during the public hearings, during the GMT evaluation as well. It is that a list of them, including the second slide. The next slide was slide 8. Now, going forward, Madam Chair, what was proposed that we will come up with a plan or a turnaround strategy to deal with some of these issues, which will then talk to a unified approach in the implementation of the program, and also address the findings emanating from the evaluation studies, the audit conducted in the department by GMT, our own MNE, and also the AG funding, and also in the public hearing. Our intention and objectives of going forward is to make sure that we maximize the impact of the current and future budget and resources spent for the program. We have a better coordinated approach for efficient and effective use of the repair fund and other funding from other roadlands, not only depending on the repair funding from the state, from the department. The realignment of existing pharma support programs, both internal and external, I think the DG has alluded to that integrated funding model that we have developed between ourselves, DAP, and the National Treasury. We want to make financial services accessible to a large segment of the needy farmers. I think there was an issue during the hearings to say only a few are benefiting from the regional program. We also want to promote and support linkages and support with all the intervention interventions as outlined or identified in the agricultural policy action plan, which is said will be presented by our country assistance department to the committee. And so contractual obligations are enforced and defaulters are held accountable. I think about one issue that was raised during the public hearing to say beneficiaries and the strategic partners, they default the expenditure on rehab, but there's no accountability. So we want to enforce those contractual obligations. As we talk now, we are busy with the review of all the rehab contracts, so that we enforce all those clauses, those enforcement clauses in the contract. Ensure equitable distribution of retail funding and promotion of home equity contribution by farmers and service partners. I think we have alluded to this fact to say it's not only going to the government alone that will be funding retail, but we are also expecting the farmers, those who are well off, and also the strategic partners, will come up with a program where the equity contribution from the farmers and also the strategic partners, and so that we maximize the funding for the support in the program. The integrated fund model does talk to the issue that I'm talking to. The settlement of funds from the program must align the communities and the citizens. I think that was one area we will talk to that in our studies going forward on how we want to align it. What is to be done, the strategy, we set the approval must be scheduled annually to coincide with the commodity cycle, like for instance in the November, like early March this year, we have a meeting where we talk about the disbursement of funds in line with the commodities that we are promoting. Commodity development to help us develop disbursement calendars for each commodity. That is what we are going to be doing in 2 weeks time from provincial level. We have the certain calendar for all the retail farms that will be funding this financial level or the deposit, so that it's clear when are going to disperse funds for which commodity at what time to avoid those delays. And also the equitable distribution of the retail funding to bring in all equity elements to the funding. So it's a differentiation approach to say if you are at this level of a farmer, therefore as a government will expect you to contribute that amount. It's not going to be one size fits all, that is what we're proposing. And then we also want to focus on smaller farmers. I think the key issue in terms of the funding for the measure of the past, we need to convene, we are also going to convene that reform commodity study group, so that the commodity organization will begin to help us in terms of how do we then model the support for all our farmers within the commodity, so that we are in line with the citizen and also the community requirements. Infrastructure development, we are proposing that the infrastructure must be driven by our branch, rural infrastructure development on all these hands in the critical farm to reduce the cost. I think Madam Shen will remember when there was a presentation today, some of the money that goes to infrastructure. When we implement the infrastructure, if the government is paying, they charge us more. I think those were key issues that were raised. If the government recognizes us as makers, to avoid that, we are saying we want to bring in the expertise of our rural infrastructure development branch to help us, for the engineers, people who are experts in infrastructure development. Then we are also saying that we will fix the problem as source by selecting winners and commodities and good farms that are farmable by establishing district and committees. I think Madam Chair and the members, we have brought out the establishment since last year, December, actually end of March, the establishment of district land committee, which will begin to help us in selecting the quick wins in each and every district, farms that we can support in terms of research, so that our money, the support that we are bringing in, we will be able to have the impact in terms of the jobs that we're creating, the growth, and also we will be able to bring those farms into production. The mention, there are farms that even if you look at them, no matter how much you invest the government, those farms will not get the land result because of the nature of those farms. They were neglected long time ago. So the quick wins we are looking at selecting those winners in commodities so that they impact. We want to establish a panel of business plans, evaluation and appraisal and a committee that will include the industry players. Basically what we are saying is the department will be doing the evaluation of business plans. And then you find that the business plan, that is why there was an issue about the comprehensive aid, which were raising an issue around the capacity of the technical committee within the department to evaluate business plan. To try and deal with that issue, I think we want to bring in at a district level and at the provincial level and the industry players to help us with the evaluation of business plan. So that what we find on this farm is exactly that will deal with issues of production and infrastructure that will then inform production on those particular farms. We are also developing an automated recap project management system. I'll just run through briefly on the modules that we are proposing, which will begin to deal with the issues of the operational issues that were raised. I think the DG also alluded to those and we responded to it after the public hearing. And also alignment with the integrated funding model developed, as I've alluded, as the DG has alluded to, between ourselves, DAF, National Treasury, and NetBank, so that we ensure maximum support for land reform beneficiaries and farmers. Finalize the repair and development implementation manual. That will also assist us to capacitate our project officers at local level. So that they advise us to inform them, help them in terms of implementation of the program. So that the standardization across the country in terms of how we implement the program. I think that was one of the key issues that were raised by the stakeholders to say the interpretation of terms, the implementation of the program is not standardized across the country from province to province. Hence, we say that manual must develop. There is a project plan that we have attached in the presentation that begins to talk to the process that we are going to follow and by when we are going to finalize the manual. And also review the policy, as I said, some of the key issues to address the shortcomings identified. Some of the key issues that were raised during the public hearings and recently they talked to the colleagues. That is why we were also developed a project plan in terms of the time frame, what is to be done by when to deal with the review of the policy currently in that policy. Also, we need to enforce contractual conditions and hold the person accountable related to the process which was started by end of February. The then process of the recap review, contract review with the committee, which will then have the enforcement orders regarding the issues of the voluntary termination clauses, etc., etc., and holding the special financial accountable for the fund that is dispersed to them for support of farmers. And also we are saying we want to continuously invest on the knowledge improvement for our staff,
the farmers and family partners,
which in our view are saying is a compulsory requirement. We need to train our people to make sure that they perform better. I think the DG has alluded to the history of this department. Today we were land affairs, we were land reform practitioners, we were dealing with the issue of land rights and acquiring land. And when we moved to 2009, the department was established. In 2010, we developed this program. The official, the project officers were the same person which were then moved to implement the program. So it is key, it's important for us to continuously improve their knowledge and train them so that they then can perform better in the phase they are in now. I've already alluded to us investing on the modernization of the application system for both land acquisition and the recap application. We are still waiting on the land acquisition, the modernization of the application system for land acquisition. We've started with the recap application because that is an agent need. So that everything is in a modernized manner is an electronic system. The relationship between us and farmers is improved in terms of the communication. That is the one area that we are looking at now. We will be implementing a project plan that we talk to the communication between the department, beneficiaries, the farmers, and the project officers at both the district and the national level. Because what is happening now, the farmers, they are approaching national office for assistance and neglecting the different offices that we have across the country. We want the land acquisition to be included in point one above, as I said today, the land acquisition application system as well. A clear criteria on project selection, we are saying it is very important. That is why we are saying the selection criteria for farms to get support from the rehab. We are developing that. Then lastly, monitoring and evaluation of the program, which must be doing and must be done on a continuous basis. Madam Chair, we as a department, as I said, before we get to the, we're invited to make a presentation or to the public hearing, we had already started to turn up with our ICT unit in the department to work on an automated recap project management system. The system that we are developing currently, a business case has been presented. It will be presented to the departmental structure for approval. It has already been signed off by the chief director responsible for ICT in the department, and it will be signed by our DDG, the response, in the next week, so it gets presented to the structure in the department. The system begins to look at four modules. The application system module, that we talk to the recap that I've alluded to in our plan, a business plan module, the financial module, which we talk to the investment model and the spending monitoring module, the reporting module. I think there was all the stakeholders represented, especially strategic partners. They were complaining about values and values of papers and sent to the department to report on jobs, to report on training, to report on production. So we are saying we are now, I think one of the members said one of the cards for the department don't have IT to develop an electronic reporting system. Their reporting system is part of the district system that was developed. And then lastly, the monitoring and evaluation module for the program. I'm not going to dwell much on the details for each one of the modules, but on the application module, I'll talk to the phase, for two phases, and different phases on modules. With the development of the electronic application system, we'll have all those details, and also part one will be the application information, which will be all the information about the applicant. And suddenly, part two will talk to the information of the study panel that has been appointed to support this particular retail farm or retail farm. And then the part three will consist of the business plan information, all the information that is contained in the approved business plan application captured by the system. Then the business plan module with part one will talk to what has been approved by the department, will be captured by all the relevant committees. Based on commodities and levels of production and what is it that is affected from that particular farm. And the approved business plan information which will be locked. If we are saying in the system you need a tracker that is 45 kilowatts. That is the tracker that is captured on the system. When you go out, the system will not allow us to pay when it is certified if the tracker is no longer what has been approved by the department in terms of the business plan and the capacity of the farm. Because different sectors will require a different type of tracker. So then we begin to avoid the issue of by the farm air conditioning, the tractor, and the tractor that is not necessary for a particular piece of land. Financial module will have two parts, which is the investment module, which is talk to the spending of funds, to join accounts, etc., based on certain conditions that will be there. What is key in the footnote today is the procurement of food services based on three quotations from potential suppliers via potential education committee at a project level, and a potential supplier will submit all the relevant details for capturing into the system, into the account details. We are also proposing that the potential model fund will not be transferred to a joint account, provided monthly expenditure reports that project has been provided. So those are the things that we are putting on the system as a control to control the disbursement of funds, as I think those were some of the issues that were raised. That is the reporting module will provide the department, will assist the department to provide accurate performance reports and relevant or valid photo evidence. We should then begin to talk to the issue that the study partners were talking to that relates to reporting on expenditure, reporting on job created, reporting on production on the farm, on the farmer, on the personnel that's been trained. That's one of the targets that we are having. Then the other module that is part of the reporting module is the management of the contracts. And that will then, this module will ensure that all the retail contracts are generated and approved electronically to avoid any disturbance in the various forms of contracts based on the form of the strategic partner. Since I think when we presented, we said we've got four forms of strategic partnerships, which are often confused by the strategic partner, where there are obligations for a strategic partner, that would be part of the contract that will be electronic. Assist us to make sure that we tailor made the contract to meet specific conditions in line with each form of strategic partnership. If they share with the partnership, obviously the strategic partner must contribute something or contribute towards the farm development, so that must be controlled in the process of the system so that we hold them accountable. Madam Chair, the very last slide, they talked to the project plan and assess for the review of the retail policy. I'm not going to go to each and every detail in the slide, but what I want to talk to is the time frame that we have set for ourselves to say we are intending to fund to have the final version of the revised retail policy by end of June this financial year. So which will be by then the time of our minister after having checked all these other issues that are discussed in the I think what is key for the committee is the deadline for the finalization, which was taken by the end of June. And then the next one on the request manual, as I've alluded to say, we want to finalize health advisors for all our projects, officers, so that they will for standardization in terms of the implementation of the program. Our time frame for that, I'm not going to also talk to the other activities, but we are saying by the end of July we must have a final weekend manual and that is revised for submission to the minister for approval, and then it will take later. Madam Chair, want to end it there and say thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr.
No, Madam Chair, I think the answer is very clear.
Thank you very much.
Today
is the plan that has been developed to address some of the issues that you are raised in the public hearing of the court and the case. And we hope that the Honorable Songo, Honorable Matasha, Honorable Sultana, Honorable Madela, Honorable Samantha.
Thank you. I want to take you by an opportunity to welcome the presentation. I've got a pleasure of you to invite the from us on the 14th and the 5th. What criteria would you invite the President of the Church? The allegation of guardian trustees, they raised that issue of some trustees who have been sidelined. What is the President doing about that? What is the President doing about attending allegations regarding corruption? I think I've raised this issue and the report that I got, no, the committee is not to see it. How can you say this? What measures the allegation that has been raised in the state regarding the corruption in this very question? How can you show viability what the public funding is done and how are we going to measure it? Also, a content chairperson is running, there's a continuum. Who's running the funding? Is it the government, is it the SG, or the beneficiaries themselves? Because there's confusion sometimes on this when we check on every check. I did not see the time frame at the committee or oversight regarding the conclusion. Everything is it still June? Because it's still June. If it's June, the conclusion of remember the report, the recommendation, each recommendation at the time frame, at the conclusion of it all, is it still true this year? I wanted to find out about the small fund scale. What if GA government and the funding for them, because sometimes there was a feeling that they don't even benefit on the check, the small farm. Do you have something available for them? That is my question, sir. I'll get that support by the group.
I
don't know.
My first question is in connection with the good program, that is the project program. Well, I agree that this program is good. But my proposal is that how it frames the existential strategies that are important. How if you utilize last year's feelings for agriculture. These strategic partners and mentors only training. How can I say that CSP to be the strategic partner for mentors? I don't know whether your program will allow it. And secondly, there are these farmers who train the public consultants. I didn't get your response to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before I draw these two, your form of advice, we owe you a feedback, what you give us, I must say that I'm very happy to see the guest and the some YouTube to get us a comprehensive response. It was quite a pain to listen to all the content that were made by the people that were on the fourth and fifth. I'm here to say that you took all of that, you know, comprehensively as you could in such a short space of time, and you indicate that we were already there trying to find solutions to this. I appreciate that and what we do understand that you may not be able to hit everything on the roof exactly the way you would want. I appreciate the effort. Let's take it page by page. If there is a second best solution is to strengthen the program. And the best advice, of course, would be to go away with finance. That's what you say in page 3. With that, in conjunction with the first sentence of page 9, you will call it a slide.
Because I'm dealing with page 9,
yeah. The aim of the program, general strategy, is to establish a unified approach. I would hope, and you can correct me here, that you do not mean now going back to a one-size-fits-all. When you say unified, if you can just say interpret the field that's unified, that's what you mean by that.
And then we move on to page 4. Opening sentence, second paragraph, at the same time, they were very bad experiences, and indeed, there were quite a number of issues that are present correctly in the last paragraph of the slide 4. I would like to have, if you can use the land of Thomas Cobra, just to give us an idea of how the 20 million residents, 20 million is one of the big one. So,
we understand you said the residue from the settlement, if I understood you well, yeah. Now, when you turn it into operation, how was it budgeted for? If you've got a DJ, you may not have prepared yourself, you know, for the but this will give us an idea of how you advise, you know, the prospective the beneficiaries on how to spend money in order to maximize and, you know, to optimize the health with benefit. On the Stellenbosch issue, I think, if I remember when my comment when we were, you know, were in the other room there, maybe instead of asking people who started being this businessmen, if I recall it, were as far as 2006, instead of saying to them after a year or so, after, no, we've changed the format now, the new manager, right, which can be quite frustrating, you know, to the official. I'm all about having a system which will leave a situation where if there's a delay in finalizing a business plan, that is really to approve on to one stage, how about having a system where you can just tweak it here and there and move on and fund and then move on? Because if the Stellenbosch people are still sitting with those problems of a business plan that must be redone, rehearsed, or rewarded, and what have you, then this gives a bad image, you know, about how the department is managing the whole program, so to speak. Because remember, those people, that is the only experience they have about the program. They're not concerned about what's happening in the Northwest, in the Pope, or whether it's a good or a bad story. You know, all they're concerned with is what's happening on their community farm in Stellenbosch. Can we agree here that when you go back, you say, instead of rejecting the plan and say, no, this is an old model, even as you are redoing your, you know, your business plan model, so to speak, but have that as a principle, you know, when the department say, because there's been a delay on our side, or even on the part of the beneficiaries, we will just look at the key things, material assets, okay, and then pass it on instead of just saying, you know, it's outdated. And now, is there any specific step that you have got? I've suggested this, but maybe on your side there is a specific plan, because if you could have presented to us as talent, there are probably painful entities, we should be able, because they keep knocking at our door, to put at the door of the minister. What is the specific plan that you've got to resolve?
This particular question,
bearing in mind that this should be
one of the things, page 9, what else? I've commented on that. Page 10, how you will interact with the current beneficiaries to ensure they are buying in. I've seen in your notes that they are activity, so to speak, that you engage with them towards the end. Is it a wise step to only engage with them after taking that from March right down to May, and you only engage with them round about July or thereabouts, if I remember, you know, the months where? Is that prudent step instead of getting the input from the affected people so that as you move with the process internally, you have already captured their wishes, fears, and possessions, you know, so to speak? That would be my suggestion there. And then page 10, commodity development, reference development, discussion calendars for e-commodity in two provinces should have this calendar. How will you monitor and penalize provinces? You commit that you make sure that it is at the time. Now, we know that you have previously reported that provinces sometimes pay people on the money to the beneficiaries. Now, how will you make sure? And it's not going to say, how are you going to tell that with the premiums as well as the minister and you know, and make sure that they show the people they delay the, you know, customer, the tranches. And lastly, says page 12, enforce contractual conditions and work before defaulters are accountable. What about penalties? And the penalties that you must be in mind. Because to hold someone accountable, you may want to take them to court, you may withdraw funds, you may hold back, you know, their funding. But what steps have you, what plans have you got there, you know, to make sure that they fulfill the things? And the second bullet point, train people in that area of performance. Will this be preceded by a sales audit? Because since some people train people, because they think people need training in this particular skill and so forth. But it should give us the assurance that the way the skills audit test, you know, obviously relevant to the job at hand, will this be considered there, the training will be considered finally, which is that principle of course. Thank you.
For a very comprehensive response and very thoughtful question. I also want to indicate here that I have a concern that some of the, how could I say, micro problems that have been raised may form the force from the press, because the government is trying to address holistic problem. They have come up with a strategy to indeed prevent this kind of thing from happening again. Now, you yourself have a probably in the region of 20 issues emanated from the public area. And Mr. Gumbel himself has raised a number of some of them were the same, but this overall intervention strategy may not address all of those things. For example, the whole issue of the members, the inclusion of the members, but in particular also the question of compensation. This is one particular area that I'm not being addressing. I do know that the young lady from the Land Plus Movement organization also raised a number of individual issues. They would want to see the United States a party that will zoom into these issues and address that, those issues, while to address the biggest issues. That we do not wait until the end of the life, until all the systems are in place. And then we say, now we are ready to go back and begin to address most in the result is just that there's areas. So you want to in terms of the organization, the time frame for activating for the particular system is not really indicated. So it would be important in 1 month to get you when this will be implemented. Yes, indeed, or the manual there are those time frames are indeed really outlined, which indeed is very, very conclusive. So also the land, the subcommittees, reminds me of one of the key things in the NDP is to establish the establishment of the subcommittees. In responding to these things, one DC Martin who's side of those kind of fields, which is especially by itself in your fields, the deep land. So it's important to do correct. I think also finally raise a very, very important point, that is the whole issue of capacitating staff in forming the kind of work that I think we to do as best as possible. And important also having regular consultations with the beneficiaries and everyone that is involved in this process. It's important that you, when you go to do the consultations here, that you must have a plan on the table. So one person would do understand that when you say the consultation would be earmarked roundabout day, that by then you would have a clear plan and they would be able to interact and make comments that will help incorporate to improve the temperature.
Okay, thank
you, Chair. Thanks, Chair. I actually came to, before I had my problems, core problems on the way, I had a long list of questions I wanted to ask. It's nice to see that in the presentation, there's quite a detailed breakdown that covers most of the questions that I wanted to ask. I really do get the impression that the department sat and grappled with the problem, which is very, very encouraging. I think there's an inevitable time referred to it on page 3, the differences made to a redesign and overhaul of all public agricultural support programs, doing away with the existing silos of funding. Agricultural support service. I think it's an enormously significant statement. And I really think this committee should support the notion. I think one of the problems that we've seen in land reform and support of agricultural projects is fragmented services, fragmented support, fragmented beneficiary selection, and you name it. And I think often people are then left in the dirt. So the notion behind this, I very strongly support. I think the question is, you know, what the detail going to be looking like? How is it going to be linking up to your land district committees? There's some reference made to it in the presentation with the district commodity groups, but I think it's a very significant step in the right direction, and I strongly support that. And then I would like to add to just something that is not related in a couple of meetings before, but something that I miss with projects like this is basic business ratio, basic ratio analysis. Now, what determines whether a project is successful or not? I've seen in presentation reference made to volume of production and X number of tonnage being produced, but that could potentially be misleading. I think the important thing that I would like to see in the future is, you know, a couple of profitability ratios. You know, what's the profit margin? What's the return on investment? A couple of basic indicators during the budget, and maybe as you go through the various years of recap funding, then of course, again, once the funding from the state is on, what would the business, and it's a business we're talking about, what would the business look like? I think what we don't want is what is called a potential breach, where taxpayers' money constantly going to the same project and that it's held up as success stories, but at the end of the day, we're not expanding beyond a small base, we're not moving on to supporting many other people who need support. So those are things I certainly would like to respond to. Is it possible to look at some basic ratio analysis in the way that I've described, and I think also in the future you can get more detail as to how that comprehensive support system, funding system, how that will look. And then also, I think we saw fantastic presentations by some of the commodity groups, Grain South Africa, the sugar industry, of how support can be structured. How can ideas like that, and obviously differs from area to area, commodity to commodity, but how can those ideas and suggestions, how is that taken on board? Ultimately, we want huge partnerships between sectors in the agricultural sector working together. And that's why I see this potential move. Thanks, Jim.
Anyone else here? Let me start by what is happening in Kuala Lumpur into the fold of the ANC. You're familiar with the parliament, but you know that the sitting arrangement with the parties and the welcome Kuala Lumpur back to the I thought that our discussion was finished here. I'm letting down now because you don't want me to. So I withdraw the conventional the party is honorable Thomas which is concerned. Then perhaps to say here, I don't know when the notice and invite was forwarded to that it's slightly disempowering that they are forgiving famous in the in this invite came to the yesterday afternoon, it could have been possible to pick through the laptops and then maybe the little cut and paste that to tell on some earlier presentation that had to do with the issues that could be successful during the discussion. So the invitation to that was based on an understanding that this would be best dealt with if the ears and minds of that were also applied in the discussion on that chair. Probably going forward, we have to find a way. Then. I suppose it was that merely a question of very short notice, about we have to find a better way to really pull that to come to pass on this. There could be many different ways. There's one of them probably across all departments. Many other tools, there's one parliament, there's one state. Chair, let me step aside from that and say slightly outside the response, because the point made by Mrs. Nomolitokratia, which I think we did confess, she was saying not all land is agricultural land, and therefore the Department of Land Reform would have to look at issues but also accommodate windows for programs that don't talk to agricultural support, you know. And definitely she's different. There's got to be a grave somewhere, there's got to be a place somewhere, there's got to be a school somewhere, and so forth, you know. So perhaps in redefining the space, the context, in fine-tuning, we may need to look at that. I had RIGP mentioned regarding infrastructure development and so on. Perhaps some of the issues we have to go through that window. So my main issue is on the turnaround. The business case and the module. It found the attractive. The Japanese teacher very silently in a nice corner. His name is Eugene. He didn't ask me to expose him. I think you will somewhat impress with the from the also with the business case. But I somewhat thought that we need to keep back to the department to go back and refine the business case, the module. One thing that the dimension missing in terms of the module, the application, the business plan, financial module, the expenditure, the policy. I am not sure what the relationship is and should be and ought to be between the financial model and the financial model. In my layman terms, the expenditure is the fab item, the leg of the financial model, and therefore perhaps the IT and other software people who then have sent this issue that have got to contemplate that correctly and appropriately. Bear with me if I'm not accepting it, because then the finance will be composed of the transit for disbursement, I mean for whatever inflow, income flow, and the expenditure of the other dimension. Two legs of the same financing module. So it's difficult to see the expenditure module being the parallel equivalent to the financing module. Another thing, it could clarify it, but I'm of the strong view that it should be rectified. Chair, overall on the business thing, I thought there's a dimension missing. And I thought that very senior officials, they may be, it might be very difficult to apprehend this the way I'm looking at it within the business case. What we have is definitely the clear financial management the kind of tool that emerges out of the module. I thought that the production side of it, could be argued that they will be carried in the business plan, but also the production side, you don't just want that successful fund. You want to know what will be done, where, when, how, what resources will be. The business that we could cover, but part of the monitoring tool would also have to be. So I thought that a little bit of a tea or a cup of tea discussion with the applied mathematics or mathematics senior lecturer or professor, which could come with a model that has got the three dimensions or axes. One would then be definitely the finance line and the module. Two would be the timeline, you know, if it's recap with the beans being, what is the timeline for production of beans or chicken or whatever, you know. So the timeline, the finance, and the productivity. So that kind of thing, I am just sure some of our, they could do it for free to integrate so that the success, not only in terms of balance of number of analysis, but also in terms of that research project being successful if the productivity issue is also integrated into the parameters, which should be the finance, the productivity, and the timeline. For me, the modules are going to be revised to really try and talk to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Honorable
Members. Any other comments? Thank you.
long, no leash, to put up their business, then in getting maybe a simplified template that can assist the small teams and farmer to start their business plan. How much is this?
Madam Chair and members, I will touch on the very specific question and the DG will add some, as Madam Chair said, there are comments which I think they are trying to improve on our plan that we presented. We will consider also in going forward in fine-tuning our plan going forward. I think another member, Honorable Mutongo, there was one question around the criteria used to invite farmers. The department is not invited to invite farmers. They were invited by the portfolio committee. Some partners have been done. I think that we as I said, Madam Chair, that we are busy in this strategy. We are designing not only the beneficiary selection criteria, also the strategic partnership selection criteria. Currently, there were three processes that were used in the identification and appointment of strategic partners. The first one, on the strategy program, we filled an advert across the country where we requested those persons with interest to support us, and they were proposals submitted to the department. All of those strategic partners went through an interview process, they were selected, that was through the SPM, the supply chain management process. The second part was the second part of the decision appointment. If the strategic partners themselves coming with proposals to the department and they get accredited. The third part is direct voting by the farmers themselves who come and introduce the strategic partners to the department, but they get accredited. But now I think those three approaches, they're creating problems for the department. It is why we want to be very clear in terms of the selection criteria for strategic partners and redefine the evaluation criteria for all strategic partners. The allegation of corruption, I think the honourable member was asking what the department is doing or what is that you are going to be doing. I think, Madam Chair, from here we can commit to say all those allegations we will just attend to them, because currently we provide a number of cases that are with SIU, AFU and HOC around this matter. With the information from the DG, although we cannot divulge all the details, but we can give the list of all those that are currently within the process which are being investigated by SIU, AFU and the HOC, and also by our internally by our own department, our internal college and unit in the department dealing with some of the cases. We can provide that information to the committee. But those that are raised in the public hearing, we will then take the list of those and attend to that. But we are waiting with LWA to know more. And the farmers, who manage the farm, obviously, in our view, it's the farmers themselves, but there is only that confusion. That is why we are currently doing a review on the contract and we clearly define the role and responsibility. We have appointed a senior advocate in terms of the department, that is by saying by the end of February, we will have those contracts reviewed, which will detail, and the service level agreement will be part of the contract that we are reviewing, the service level agreement that will talk to the role and responsibilities of this party. The honourable member, Mam Magata, I think we will take a note of your proposal, ma'am, with regards to the use of the agricultural cargoes to assist in terms of the farm. I think it's one of the problems this financial year. Today we need to identify farms where we are going to allocate to the agricultural cargoes. for incubation and also training, and then from there we take them to our own black farm to assist in terms of mentorship or in terms of support and training for our farmers. We have taken that. Honourable member, issues that the member has raised. I think we have taken note of the Kilana farmers. We look into that and we give you a breakdown on what was done by the amount of money that I said that we spent on what item, the breakdown of items. We got a breakdown in terms of the expenditure on the project, which is over 3 million success. We will then give the member the breakdown item, what is it that was done. In terms of the assessment, that we also have agreed with the government to say they must conduct that assessment together with the member of the Sasha potentially. We'll also avail the report in terms of what are the further needs that we need to take to Sasha. The third was smallholder farmers, we fully agree with yourself. Today we will, in the meeting that we have planned for next week, we look into what can be done now, based on what on the business plan that has already been developed, by aligning while we read through the business plan going forward, I think we'll look into what can be done in terms of the current policies of the government. The training of the people in of the personnel on their skills, and obviously honourable member, we will have to work with our HR department to look at the skill bodies, what is it that they have currently, and then we can that will inform our training program going forward. Honourable Madela, I think the main issue was consultation. The others were I think were helping us to look at the program that we have put forward, and also the project plan for the official key, for the plan for the automated project management system. We have developed it, in fact, the project plan, the time frame for the development of that system. We can avail that plan once we have presented to the TG. But the plan is there. After signing off by the relevant TG and the project plan also be attached, and we can avail the time frame in terms of what we are proposing. I think the consultation, I think we have taken that note, it is key in this whole process to coordinate with the, all the stakeholders and on what we are doing our presentation. The honourable member, we have taken note of the comments. I think for me, the issue around the overhaul and redesign of all agricultural, I think DG will talk to that as a response, because I think it's touched on it. Our engagement with our national trade and level in terms of what we are trying to do going forward. I think the business ratios, the ratio analysis, I think is key in terms of measuring the performance going forward and the sustainability of the fund. I think we will consider that in going forward into the business plan. And also the inclusion of the proposals from the commodity organization. I think we appreciate that that is why I think commodity based research is the key going forward. That is considered going forward. We will take a note the issue on the automated system to look at these other variables and then amend the proposal going forward. With our IT to do that is a business series of cybernet, we still don't see the amendments before it gets approval. We consider the comments. And then the other issue around not all land is agricultural land. I think our program recap is mainly focusing on agricultural development of this farm, yet there are other. I think the DG will touch on that in terms of our racial side, what is the contribution from the other side here. Madam Chair, the assessment is normally done. It is a prerequisite that when we get salaries, we must have a comprehensive farm assessment report, which we give to look at what exists on the farm in terms of infrastructure, machinery, the age of the machinery, etc., the potential of the farm, what type of equipment is required to supplement what exists. Because normally what you find, Madam Chair, is that when we budget funds, those assets that are there are twofold. And sometimes the farmer, they just donate them. We don't even buy them. In terms of our point, we don't buy a second-hand tractor from the farm. So we opt for new ones because they're problematic. Normally, the farmers will just donate them because they are paid, they are not spent at this time. So we do that at the same time. But I think what was the problem currently was the issue of a proper analysis in terms of what type of expenditure would be required for so many healthcare people. They just give us a wish list. Strategic partners, they are not, those farmers who are well off, who can do. The police allows them not to appoint strategic partners. Not a prerequisite for every single farmer, but there are requirements that are required, that things that are required from the farmer to submit to the department prior approving the care fund if they don't need a strategic partner. And lastly, there is a business plan template for farmers. Although Madam Chair, we said we were going to review that business plan template that we have developed to assist the farmer to develop the budget. We have been using it for the past 2 years, but I think we need to tailor make it to suit the needs of every farmer, because it's like one size fits all. The commercial farmer, where there is more water, you are using the same thing. So what we do is just to renovate it so that we to accommodate all different categories of farmers that we are supporting.
Madam Chair, I think most of the questions the chair would have responded to. I must just start by thanking the honourable members for the feedback on the presentation. It helps them and encourages us to try to have that. On the comprehensive agricultural support package, the Department of Performance Monitoring is evaluation. When they started with this particular, with the review of CAP, they were at the same time looking at other programs of government, including CAP. They are looking at irrigation schemes, what support is government generally providing to irrigation schemes. It's just a pity that the status did not start at the same time or look at all of these support programs at the same time. What we are now having is that, unfortunately, the findings are coming at different times. But we as the school department, under the leadership of the National Treasury, are trying to look at this across the board, not just at the national level, but also at provincial level. For instance, the money that gets dispersed by DAF, it gets dispersed in terms of the division of revenue acts, and it has got certain conditionalities. It gets dispersed in a particular fashion. It's got to be dispersed in particular areas, and sometimes alignment when it's got to comply is not always easy. So DAF has got to review those schedules. How do they shape it so that there is better alignment? For instance, the two departments, one has got revitalization and development, the other one has got CAP. Who should focus on funding, on farm infrastructure? Who should fund input and the such like? And two, how do you make sure that there is a soft loan element to it, if you like, so that not everybody comes in and gets a free grant each time you also get a fund? So those are the kinds of things that we are looking at. But we are saying we are also looking at the outcome of this study. And I think Mr. Lewis responded to this very critical question, which they have even a perception even among the farmers and said that they have got to have a strategic partner, a member, even if they are competent, and therefore farmers who failed in their own farming endeavors get involved. What they, that is not a condition. In order to share, you're raising a very important point of differentiation in the category of farmers. You can't have the same conditions for a guy farming on 10,000 hectares and both fail on a guy who's farming on 200 hectares. Business principles remain the same, but the volume, the sizes, and so on, the principles remain the same, but the conditions of any country we take note of it. Honorable Gera certainly avoided duplication in the establishment of the discipline committee. That is what we have to do. That is why in our ministry teams and our technical meetings with probably the municipality, we take into account what already exists at that level, so that we don't come and impose a new structure when there's a final structure. Honorable Chair, I think that is where I would like to be, and we have taken note of all the points raised by the Honorable Member.
Thanks for the opportunity. This is not a question of time, so probably could you remember me? Yeah, okay, fine. You should pick it up. Also, on the funding model, understandably, because you have gone into detail, you know, on it. But you remember that we had some serious, serious engagement on the funding model to say about the need now to go in the line of quality soft loan, if you like, you know, rather than just grant after grant after grant, you know. Just give us your quick insight on that. We would like to know how you're thinking about that, if you're ready at all. You may not have kind of sufficient within, you know, among ourselves, within the department, but if you think you've got something to indicate to us, whether you're hoping you are trusting that in principle, or whether you're happy outright, you know, one guy to get an idea, you know, for you. And, I don't know if I understood you very well, you know, in connection with the infusion of the proposed plan into the pre-existing, you know, when, you know, enterprises or corporations, you know, maybe you did respond in a sense to that, or maybe I didn't quite understand you, but I would like to have an idea of how you intend infusing the future way of doing things, you know, with what is currently obtaining, you know, with regards to our farmers. Lastly, the your activity plan looks like it's quite a matter of comprehensive expertise, and I'm aware that you've got many other activities within the department. But my guess is that it's a little bit too long to stretch it to go back. Is there a way in which perhaps you could
maybe that is what you've already done that exercise? That was the best you could come up with. But it's a matter of some concern. Thank you.
Just in terms of providing comprehensive support, funding model we were referring to, the redesign of the support program. Also, I'm also thinking out in terms of where NGP tax land reform. I'm very interested to understand what the institutional setting on the ground is going to be for such support programs. I think it's one thing for the Treasury to play a role, the legislation to have certain conditionalities, for policies to say certain things, but if you don't have the right partners on the ground, if you don't have the institutional setting on the ground with your local governments involved, provincial governments or various departments, reference was earlier made to involvement of that in this, I think about a couple of other departments probably as well. You know, you also still have a problem as the department, and in a sense, what one needs for land reform and for this, these type of support programs to work is, I want to say, local setting at a district level, that even if some of the role players don't completely come to the party, it will still be unrun. So it needs to be a robust type of a local model. My suggestion would be, Chair, and it's really to yourself, I wonder whether we shouldn't do a follow-up at some appropriate time in the future, have a follow-up presentation looking at specifically this, how this the support program is standing out, especially in relation to the land district rates. I think it's the next phase in how land reform is going to unfold, and I think it's something that I think you should have a keen interest in. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. To me, that's a clarity. I want to know the difference between extension of this and the project. Because we're talking about the extension of this. I want to know if their office bound or they are supposed to be community. Community has suffered in the United States because sometimes they want to have
they are sorry, the next day, but nobody has to take it. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you, honourable member. I do want to respond first of all again and apologise. As this honourable member has suggested, tried to attempt to put something together last night. Having looked at it this morning, I felt it would be quite disrespectful to actually present it to you without it having been first to my minister and my DC, who are not here. So please indulge your offer your indulgence again, and I apologise. I think just from the department side, and to bring that message again, is that the department are fully committed to working with land reform. I was present with ministers, the both ministers in the room recently, and I think there is being there together and working together is a joint statement that we know that we have to come together and not be working in silence. I think that I just want to, and certainly my minister has made it quite clear to the department that we need to work far more closely, we need to walk hand in hand with rural development and land reform if we are to make transformation happen in our country and to see real change taking place. I'd like to just, if I may, indulge me to try and answer some of the questions. I think from the comprehensive funding side, I'd like to give members a bit of knowledge on the comprehensive African agricultural development program, which is a strategy which we have committed to through the Maputo Declaration. That strategy entails us to actually look at all of the government departments, and we have just completed a public expenditure review on every government department that is actually spending money on agriculture. We have to do that anyway to report to the African Union with regards to our expenditure in agriculture, which is meant to be near or about 10%. But what was interesting is that it's not just these departments who are actually spending money on agriculture. I think they knew the every department is spending on agriculture. On agriculture. So I think that when we're going forward, that will be shared certainly between us, and we will have a much closer look at that with National Treasury. On the other area of working together and of ensuring the sustainability of projects, which is what you're talking about, what we have to do, if we look at APAC, we've identified key commodities which are identified in the NDP, but we're looking at them across the value chain. One of my roles in the department has been to bring a much closer look at the markets. I think we have to acknowledge that what we have not done, certainly in that, has been really looking at market opportunities. I think what we've tended to do is we've tended to continue farming what we've always farmed. And we have driven it. We have driven our expansion through production rather than gain market demand rate. What we've done now through ACAP is we're looking backwards down the chain rather than upwards. And I think that will help to inform, especially on the recap side, looking at those farms that have struggled. Many of them have not had markets, or they've had existing markets, but those markets are slowly being saturated. So there's a real need for us to ensure that we are helping to support rural development and land reform through providing them with that information when they're looking at projects. So up front, when the business plan is done, that there is a proper market analysis, because often that's not done. And I come from private sector myself, and I've been very much involved from a table group perspective in many of those land rehab projects and land reform. I've actually experienced many of the, on the other side, many of the issues. And I hope that I'm able to bring that experience and work more closely with the department. On the areas of students, the department has spent a lot of money in training and has a sector capacity development area. And we've been involved with universities in supporting students. And one of the would be to try and bring students on. These students have to be training on farms. And so the rehab program and the land reform program help us to find areas, as my colleague has said, to bring these students to get the necessary experience, I think, that they require. Honourable member on extension officers and project officers. Extension officers, in reality, we had a lot of extension officers before. Unfortunately, we didn't keep that practice up, and many of them fell away. I think many of them retired. There is currently in the department a strategy to renew, to grow extension officers. These people are purely technical. They don't oversee often all of the projects, and many of them have very technical skills so that they can help with productivity increases while producing better use of water, help them with chemical spraying and that type of thing. The project manager is one who actually manages the project from start to finish, so the extension officer should always be there, working throughout the whole life of the farmer, with the farmer, holding his hand all the time. Many of our more commercialized farmers, they today still call the old extension officer, even though they're still successful today. That extension officer needs specialized skills, so there's a real difference between that and that. I'm not sure actually I've answered all of the questions. I don't know if these years I've not answered all of them. But I would again say that we would be happy to have a joint engagement and to come to the table and to provide you with a presentation, a better one than us to put together. Thank you, Honourable Member.
Thank you very much. So I feel that one of the initiation of the loan and also the intention of the proposed limit, the current plan, and also the issue of the implementation of the financial instrument.
Madam Chair, that is given the loan first. That option is being on the table from our discussion with National Treasury and the land bank. and I think the land center started being aware. In fact, Madam Chair, we have those departments, World Development, Platform, Staff, the Land Bank, and National Trade. We have been instructed by Capital to come up with some kind of an incubation program. Well, in giving the guys that have gone out prior to the introduction of car retail, have gone to the banks and bought money. They are now tracing capital. That is why part of the infusion also comes. We have been asked to look at that particular model. We have got to finalize it and get it back to capital. But there is also the look at whether part of research itself can be in the form of a soft flow so that not all of it is just free. Of course, we've got to be to do very strong differentiation there. To say, a guy who is at an entry level, who is at a food security level, you're not going to respect the law. But there's a guy who is commercial, with clear business intent, you can therefore treat them the same way as you deal the guy who's at an entry level. The second one is on the delay that they have been in so far as disbursement is concerned at the provincial level. By provincial level, we mean our own offices that fall under the control of the department. So it's about accountability at that level as well. But I think most important is strengthening governance there. If you do not have the strong governance structure that provides that direction, that leadership, that coordination, you can't hold individuals when problems already happen. You can't hold them accountable. So it is setting up those strong technical committees in presentation. We are proposing even the panel of experts that are going to help us do the appraisal of the business plan. So the people who do the appraisal of the business plan are the people who also have the expertise, not just anybody, to appraise the business plan. I think the issue of consultation was addressed. I must just say that many of the retail farmers we have a national forum called the NARA. It's a national reference group comprised of the participants in the program of digitalization and development. Much of what we're talking about here in reviewing manual comes from various interactions with the farmers themselves who come to this meeting, minister, personally convene such engagement. So much of what we're changing now comes as feedback to us from them. And then the question of the penalties. Yeah. There are various forms of penalties, but sometimes it's our enforcement, honorable member. And sometimes if you have a business plan that you have approved in a particular financial year, you put a fixed number of changes of disbursement. And then the service provider or the farmer does not want to account for the first time, and then they are fighting and screaming for the second time. One of the things is that you've got to have control over the account of where this program is happening. Very often is that if you withhold the second disbursement, it is not the strategic partner that suffers. It is the farmer. That also the withholding of the money makes the farmer suffer, because then he could lose a month or two in the production side, and then your own investment can be fruitless and wasteful in the sense. So you've got to find the balance. But in some cases, the department simply has got to terminate the relationship with the service provider, with the strategic plan. Where payment is involved, the department must just withhold payment. And it is an enforcement issue more than anything else, because I don't think that we have been possible and decisive enough in enforcing those conditions.
Thank you very much,
Madam Chair, on the issue of your business plan, so you asked for more simple business plans.
I also just wanted to indicate that through the process of the ladies which does regulate or the organization, the commodity organizations, an area of focus for them is not to support the small farmers on the development of their business plan. So that may help as well. It's an area that does are wanting to support land farms and rural development.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, I think we interacted on the presentation, your raised question, they were responded to. But before we conclude this meeting, I wanted to indicate that we appreciate the efforts that the department has made in making sure that after the 107 that were held in court of the fifth, we never come up with this comprehensive plan, which is our therefore our responsibility as a committee to monitor whether this plan is being implemented, so that the stakeholders who are part of the public hearing and the others who are not there, they can see a change in the implementation of this and some of the challenges that they have identified in the public hearing are being addressed. And the other one is that I think it's also our responsibility to really get some of the CAP projects. The responsibility of this committee. I think the public hearings and considering our authors will be some of the recaps the project in Mariusz. And all others that are the coaches in our staff, Sumu Doma, and we check again below, it is Boni. So, from somewhere they, especially in the Lajua, made the presentation, we went to HEPA. I think some of the issues that you are raising is just operational issues, hoping that they will be just heightened up and all the way accommodated during this review wide process. But as the committee will be expecting the progress that will be productive of the Mount Nebo and also the FMS from the restitution commission. The proposal of that has been made by members of youth and some students. And you know, because most of the students are in agricultural colleges are experiencing problems when they have to do the practical work. So we have to assist them and allocate them in this so that they are able to assist the beneficiaries if they need to that way they can. They also will get the reports of all the resources that like you said, I'll get it annually, the hope and whatever. I'll get it every final because we can't get it taken to the court currently until the final report has been taken 4 months to the government. Then we expect that after that has been done, as a committee, have access to the report. We've also noted that we need to have some joint committee with the portfolio committee of agriculture to discuss some of the issues and also to share the knowledge on some of the issues which are overlooking between rural development and the development of agriculture, especially on the issue of processing support and other issues. On this matter, thank you very much, Mr. Pesici, and the Department of Agriculture. I think in the next time when we invite you, especially the Department of Agriculture, I'll be ready to give us the detailed information. You will be done with a comprehensive plan that you are still considering, so that at the end of the day, we work together to make sure that small key farmers are being supported, so that they become part of the commercial team. We make sure that there's maximum production in those farms to make sure that we reduce every migration. Thank you very much, colleagues. Without doing something, there is a program, a program that is particularly interesting, just to have a little program. The program for the program, but it's going to be another one in my no, they are part of them.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
going to disrupt the conference. Thank you. I don't see anything. Let there be a mover.
Sorry, I actually had my hand up there. I think you moved it a bit today. The standard here in response to what it is now for the draft program is a draft policy proposal, the so-called 50-50 proposal, strengthening the relative rights of those who work for land that we have debated. And then there's also a draft, the landholders of this. Also lots of need attention recently on the proposed land tax. And those are things you would like to see on the program for urgent debate and discussion. Thanks.
And a department that presents an annual performance plan, an APP. I think the APP will give us a direction on where I'm supposed to consider what the honourable member is saying. But for now, we don't have those policies at our disposal, so we can't put them in our program now until the APP, which is the one that is going to define when are they going to present that to us, then we'll just include that in our next potential program. Honourable Tomo and Honourable Roger.
There may be the draft program to give us direction. The members who are involved in this, the ones at the hosting of Parliament, the commission members who came with this draft proposal, what are the reasons, the position, and I'm going to be. This is the second proposal that I'm giving you actually to make one of the trust is raising.
And who gave the and then who might explain that to the others come out of the
this is my responsibility to the commission to start next a draft proposal to the committee. Therefore, the committee decides whether it wants to engage with the agenda items that have been presented and proposed an item that they want to appear on the program. And I do that using the previous reports that have in the committee, looking at the outstanding matters in the committee resolution.
These things never got corrected. I think the goal is to avoid a long debate about it, and we know what the end result is going to be. I think you can record the DA's disagreement and opposition to this to the draft program.
In my responsibility, come up with a draft because the council come here with a blank paper and the member can indicate issues that want to include in the program. That is why they need it draft. So if members have got anything to add or they want us to consider other issues, they can highlight those issues. If we think that the issues can be accommodated in this draft, we can do that. If we feel that it can be accumulated in the next quarter program, we can do that, but we need your objection. I think the Honourable Boni has moved for the adoption and second Honourable Kuka. Do you want to say something? Or what you want to say? Thank you very much, Honourable Member. The next item, I think, is the annual World Bank Conference. Could you just read that for me?
Thank you.
think it's management team is out there, with the exception of the politicians, because we have managed. We realized there was a conference in Washington, D.C. that is happening, and we can look at the program. We find it interesting and we will send it to the conference, because we anticipated that this going on will make emphasis on damage. Then the drug issues and the anti-infection. And then according to that, we approached the Chaperton to check if is it okay that we do a proposal to the House Chair and the Speaker for the committee to attend to the attend the conference. And yesterday we met with the Chaperton, the management, we discussed the matter at length and agreed the assignment. As a man from Montego in the committee, but the application is still prepared. And also in that application, I anticipated that in most cases, not all members of the committee are allowed to go. Therefore, if the committee is allowed to go, 5 members are going. Therefore, it should be 3 for the ANC, 1 from the opposition party, 1 from the 5. So I have 2 applications that are ready for submission after this meeting, with 5 members that could be decided by this committee today, and the full component of the committee, so that we don't delay the process, because this conference is happening on the 23rd to the 27th March.
The message taking the Congress application of this submission, I think it was just for information for the opposition party that submits the name, of course, with the M of the DA, means that if the application is approved, it should be 1 member from the DA, then with the M is 1, no problem, then on our side, it should be 3 members. We also have 25 and submit the name, but I think we need just to indicate that let them submit the application, will get the response from
maybe my last question will be composition of management team. This is not the answer. Now you use the name now, which is the management team. Composition of it. What does the stage say here? That was my question. That was my first question, which is the not answer composition of the
there is no prescribed composition of the management committee. As the rules are saying that who is who in the committee, the rules are saying that it's the chairperson and the secretary. Therefore, the secretary and the chairperson is the company of the main comp, and we co-opt the content so that he brings the content issues in terms of the community business. So what we have done, we have proposed, we have requested the observatory to give us the composition of the management, who's supposed to be the management, what we're waiting for that.
For now, send us to the church and get the response from the chair of the chairman.
Chair, you mentioned the UDK and the GIF opposition party, but we used to have the EFA chair. I'm sort of tongue-in-cheek, but I'm just wondering, I don't think we should inadvertently exclude them just because they haven't been at the last couple of meetings. So that's something that we need to the committee necessarily a long discussion on. I just want to make sure that we are in terms of the rules of your affair. Thanks.
Honorable will explain that the council of the people who are not part of our nation.
And Mr. Walker, the EFF submitted an apology, standing apology to say, Mr. Netanyahu must be excused
Therefore, they call me to awaken for chief bed announcement. For another meeting. For this, I think the marriage where the security is today, so can we consider the minute now? Because we're just the minute today. And I want to be the minute for the next meeting. Let me then take the question to thank honorable members to our DG, our tribe delegation from that and the chief direction. And other officials who are here in the room, they are spoken at the meeting, because the first full meeting, we hope that through the leadership of the people, that we'll be able to change the situation on the ground to make the recap more beneficial to the flexible voting. Thank you very much.
Make sure it feels right at the home. I didn't tell you to stay here. 40.